an actual from the stands. From the stands, where I sat the entire game. So my wife came with me today, and we were lucky to join the special spectators thing that we've done the last 4 years. So instead of, I think I just found her shades. Oh, okay, that's it. This is an interesting start. So anyway, it's a totally different experience. This is going back to being in Zant. Me and my wife sitting there, I feeling bad because I'm so nervous and not talking and like, you know, it's just back to the former days of what it was like from the stands. And so it's kind of fun. Like, I don't get to release emotion in the press box because you know, you can't make a noise. So I can't fall over in the stands when Middle Tennessee State misses a 46-yard field goal to tie. I can't, or however long it was, 42-yard, whatever. I can't do anything. I have to just sit there and just sit there. So I got to do this more often. So we were able to go down the field with the special spectators of the, you know, that's a group of kids from Carl Hospital. And great event. I'm going to write about it tomorrow. Great time. So I got to go do that. So, you know, it changes the whole kind of game day for me. So, you know, in a sense, I was calm because, you know, I was doing this other thing and I really wasn't into the game so much. And on the other side, I get to fall over backwards when we somehow hit a 50-yard field goal from a guy who's clanked the uprights from 20. And somehow their guy misses and we escape with a 2-point win and don't cover. So there's so much to be like upset about today. And this is Middle Tennessee State and we squeaked. And, you know, there's so much to go through on what needs to be fixed and what we can do in the Big Ten and everything else. But as a fan right now, I'm pretty jacked. Like, I'm walking the colonnades right now, and they just turned the lights on, the orange and blue lights that they light the colonnades now. And I'm standing overlooking the east practice field, and it's like, yeah, Illinois football. You know, this is my, you know, the feeling of my life, this whole, like, what I always want it to be. Like, you know, wait for the day that we have that program and we can be trusted and everything else. So, you know, it's kind of fun to take a day, go be a fan, pace, clutch my wife's hand, yell at the decision to go for it fourth and two from the 4-yard line. Like, I can go be a fan and do it from the stands, and that's what I did. And so, yeah, so, you know, now I'm walking the colonnades and looking at the names and having that old familiar feeling. You know, we don't get many wins. We had a lot of 2-10 seasons recently, 1-11. So 3-9. So, you know, of all fan bases, Illini fans don't have to apologize for a 27-25 win over Middle Tennessee State at home when they miss a field goal at the buzzer to win it. Buzzer? Horn. So, you know, it's one of the, so if I'm like a, if I'm a Purdue, now they're as bad as us. If I'm a Michigan State fan, or I'm a, I'll give it to Iowa. I'll say if I'm a Minnesota fan, maybe even. Like, I'm upset because I'm expecting to have a better year, and we just barely squeaked it out over Middle Tennessee State. And if they would have hit a field goal, we lost. If I'm an Illini fan, and I've dealt with all these seasons and how many years we had, like, one home win and all this stuff, I'm okay with it. I'll take any win. You know, like, we're the fan base that gets to say a win is a win, because we don't get that many. You know, and, you know, after the field goal was missed, and after Zaleski, I keep screwing up, after the field goal was good, and then they missed, like, I just get a feeling of, like, I just remember that it's a freebie season. You know, the decisions by Cubitt, I was even tweeting when he was going for 4th and 2 and the 2 timeouts and everything else. Like, give me the points. Like, I don't like this. We don't get it. Sure, short field, we got the ball back, whatever. But I don't like not taking free points in a game like this. But, again, what did I write about before the season? It's a freebie. this coaching staff is gone. We know that. It's even at 9-3, this coaching staff is going to go on, and the school is going to want a fresh start. So while I was pretty upset about the decision, I'm like, okay, well, it's a freebie. And in a freebie season, I will take a 27-25 win. I will enjoy this moment standing among the colonnades, looking at the practice fields, overlooking my campus, school I love. I'll take it. Go Illini.